Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man here on this Wednesday, November the 21st of this month, and we're so glad you could join us, whatever device you may be on, wherever in the world you might be, whatever you might be doing. You're getting ready for this Thanksgiving tomorrow. To be honest with you, half the time I wonder Thanksgiving just being a Saturday. I think, honestly, I would do it on, like, the third Saturday in November. Because I don't like them doing it on a Thursday anymore because it just throws everything off too much. So, Saturday. And we'll still do back. We'd still do Black Friday, but it would be the day before instead. But it's just me. But anyhow, I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. And let's keep something in mind, folks. Thanksgiving is a day to give thanks unto God. That's what it's about, because it's called Thanksgiving. It's not called gobble, 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 gobble. If it was all about the turkey, that's probably what it would be called, either gobble, 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 or just plain old turkey day or something like that, if it was all about the turkey and the mashed potatoes and the stuffing and all that other stuff. Nonetheless, it's about giving thanks to God, and I really hope that we can take time to do that. Well, you know, one thing, folks, that I'm really thankful for is all you guys. Every one of you listeners who comes on board and listens to this show, you guys are all a blessing. You really are. You're all a blessing, and I'm so glad that you've chosen to join the program wherever you are tonight. And I want to encourage you to please tell other people about this great program. Tell them how they can be a part of it. Tell them about the phone number. You can go to blogtalkradio.com. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. And then, if you do that, you click on the link that says Living Large. And then you'll see a bubble there that says Miracle Man. And I want you to click on that. After you do that, there's a follow button we'd like you to hit, because then you're going to get notified when we get ready to do our shows. Amen. So, with that, we also have a number you can call us at, and we can talk about basically anything you want to talk about. We can talk football, we can talk about God, what you're thankful for. The number to get into the show is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is area code 215-383-3810. 3810. Listen for the prompts and then press 1. And then you'll press 1 and you hear that prompt that says, you know, to call into the live show. And then you'll go through the call screener. And then you'll want to say who you are and where you're from so that I can best identify you. And then I'm going to let you on. I'm going to say, what say you? So that you can come on board. And here's the plan. I got football to talk about tonight. And I want to study the Bible for a little bit tonight. And I want to exhort you for a minute. First off, I want to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great, I thank you for these people who have made the right choice to join this program, wherever they might be, however they may be being a part of it, whatever device they're using. I just pray that you bless them tonight. I thank you that they are have come ready, prepared to receive of your great word and everything you have for them. And I pray, Lord, that you would just bless them, that they would have a great day tomorrow. And I just thank you that your hand is on them. And Lord, I thank you for this show. I pray that in the name of Jesus that this show prospers. I thank you that new equipment comes into the show, finances come into the show, new partners come into the show who want to help me do this work, and more listeners come on board of the show. And most importantly, I'm believing, God, that more and more people will give their life to Christ on this program. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let me see here. Let's go to Mark chapter 3. Yeah.
So we gotta
close the show at 5. Okay? Okay. Actually, folks, scratch that. I got stuff to get to. We got all that. I have football stuff to get to. So I have, we'll start with the high school. Division I final for Saturday. You have the Clarkston Wolves taking on Chippewa Valley, Clinton Township, Chippewa Valley, Big Reds. Clarkston's been really stout throughout the course of his playoffs. Their last loss was actually week 9 of the regular season, but ever then they've been lights out. What do I think is going to happen? Last turn to Clarksville, 2021. Chip away, 19. Let's go to Division 2 now. By the way, for time, Division 1 is Saturday at 1 at Ford Field. Division 2 final is Friday at 1 at Ford Field. And what do we have here? Mona Shores, the Sailors, 12-1 versus De La Salle of Warren, 11-2. Here's what you got going on here. Mona Shore is very physical, very stout, just like Mona Shore's is. Mona Shore's gives up a lot of points. De La Salle doesn't give up so many points. As Mona Shores did manage to wreck Midland's ship, even though Midland did score 28 points. What do I see here? Dilly Dally, 35. Mona Lisa, 28. All right, let's go to Division 3 now. So you know, by the way, what am I picking? Divisions 1, 2, and 3 for high school, and then the Lions, the Falcons at the Saints, the Michigan at that team down south, and the Michigan State game. So number 3. This Division 3, Saturday at 7 p.m. at Ford Field. You have, actually this is at 7:30, excuse me. You have Muskegon taking on Detroit Martin Luther King. These two teams met back in week 2, I believe. And you had Muskegon as the winner 24-21. Since then, Martin Luther King has only lost once, but that was to Cass Tech. And Muskegon has not lost a single game since back in 2016. Both teams have impressive size and speed and lots of Division I talent. People are going to go to big Division I colleges. What do I say here? Muskie's gone. 34. King of wishful thinking. 30. Son of Swami, if for any reason you happen to be listening, yes, I borrowed some of these from you. Bears at Lions tomorrow, 12:30. These teams met against each other on not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, and the Bears won 34-22. Lions won on Sunday at home against the Panthers. The Bears also won against Minnesota. But I still think the Bears are going to win. Da Bears, 34. Lie down, 28. Next up, you have the Saints. New Orleans Saints taking on the Falcons tomorrow night at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans Street. And the Falcons have been running into some trouble the last couple of games, where the Saints have just been cruising. Drew Brees has been having one of his best seasons ever. He's been just totally rocking the house there in New Orleans. So what do I think here? St. Brees comes marching, 38. My Little Falcon, 21. Now, next up, Michigan State versus Penn State. Excuse me, actually they got Illinois. Michigan State, 21. No. Um, Izzo 21, Noisy 10. Next up, and this is the biggest, most important one. Number 10, Ohio State versus number 4, Michigan in Columbus, Ohio, Saturday, noon. And what do I see? Well, Michigan hasn't won 2000, but when that happened, Ohio State wasn't doing so good that year. Also, after a game in which Ohio State struggles, they tend to come back and do better. I do think Michigan will give them some trouble, but I don't see it being, hang on, is, no high, no, low, high, low, 28, Michigan, 24. Ohio State will end up going to play in the Big Ten championship game against Northwestern, according to my pick. And Michigan will have to settle for something else, probably. But that's just a pick. Confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that we're going to have a great Thanksgiving weekend and that we're just going to be safe and sound, and Lord, that you're going to keep us safe. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. And until next time, God first. God always. So long, everybody, and I'll see you all Monday.